Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday, everyone. That is the new Taylor Swift song.
It sounds Fergie-ish.
Oh, interesting. It does sound Fergie-ish. You know, there's a new Fergie single that we're going to play in the 8 o'clock hour today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, new music day.
Yeah, it is. It's
cool.
It is Friday, after all. Oh, my God, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Okay, we have Michael Franti on the hotline. Let's not make this guy wait any longer.
Hello, yeah,
Michael. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning from Austin, Texas.
Oh, is that where you are right now?
We're in the path of this hurricane out here.
Yeah.
Man, I have no idea what's going to happen. We have a show that's planned outdoors out here. And we'll see. We've made a contingency plan to move it indoors. But right now, it's like blue skies and sunny. But apparently, that's what happens before a hurricane.
Wow. Are you going to make it back in time tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be there for sure.
You are coming home here to San Francisco to do, are you calling it a counter protest or is it just, you know, let's just be together and be,
well,
go ahead.
I think it's important that all of us who care stand up against hatred, bigotry, misogyny, homophobia, racism, all these things. But I think that more important than us just being out there and saying we're standing up against something, we need to be speaking out in support of what we believe in, which is that we believe in diversity, we believe in equality, we believe in justice for all people, and we live in a multicultural city, and it's offensive to me that there would be groups of people from other places and around the state or around the country who are coming to our beautiful Chrissy Fields in front of the Golden Gate, which is our symbol of, to me, it's a symbol of people from around the world coming through our gate, coming into our city, and being loved and appreciated for being their authentic selves, no matter what walk of life they come from.
Right. You hope that people come here and do feel that kind of freedom to have the protest right there. You actually make a good point that there it is, the Golden Gate Bridge right in the background. So this is your way of saying we're not just protesting against that. We're standing up for what we
Standing up for love. Yeah, we're standing up for love.
Well,
it's going to be a great event because it is going to be a safe family event. It's going to be, we're expecting, you know, probably 25,000-30,000 people. There's one march that's starting downtown at Justin Herman Plaza and making its way over there. There's another march that's starting in Dolores Park and making its way to Civic Center. And it's going to be, San Francisco's way of saying to the world that we are a city that cares, and we are a city that believes in love and supporting all walks of people, all walks of life.
As you mentioned that you're out on tour, did you have to stop everything to come home to do this? Is this
pretty much? Yeah, we're in Austin right now. We've been working our way through Texas, and we're going to get on a 5 a.m. flight, and we. The event starts at 12. We play at 4 o'clock, so we'll have plenty of time to get there, pending a hurricane. But, we will be there. And then we hit the road. Yeah, we go back out to the East Coast and then work our way back to California and start doing our California and West Coast.
I've been following you, your latest tour on your Instagram. It's at Michael Franti, right?
Yes.
So you guys have been everywhere. This has been a busy summer for you.
It's been a really, really busy year. We started in England in March, then South Africa, and then Indonesia, then Hawaii, then back to Japan. And we started in the States on the beginning of June. We'll be in the Bay Area on September 19th at the Mountain Winery, which we're can always look forward to. So it's been a great summer for us.
You're doing Soul Fest September 23rd in Felton, too. Vinny's going to that Roaring Camp.
Yeah, I am.
Meadows.
Yeah, that's a really super cool event out there in the mountains.
Although, you know, I've been following you on Instagram for years. This is, you talk about a busy year, but you are the busiest person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch one day. It's like, oh, here is me and Sarah, and we're hanging out at our house. And the next day, and here we are in, you know, name any place on earth. I mean, it must be exhausting. So for you to, like, stop everything down and come here. And I started to say it earlier. You have a long history of standing up for love. I mean, this is no step out of your boundaries. You do the Do It for the Love Foundation. And anybody who's ever been to a Michael Franti concert knows there is nothing but love there. You leave there feeling like a better person and a better state of mind. You're happier. Yeah. So if you've been feeling blue about everything that's been happening, Charlottesville specifically, and then, of course, this rally that's happening, you know, for the alt-right on Saturday, it's time for you to join Michael Franti. I mean, this is going to be an epic...
That's it. It's a way of people just to express our solidarity, and I believe that that's the best way to counter the hate that we see in our country right now. Is when you protest, it's a form of communication. So you can either communicate love, you can communicate hate, and right now we need people to be out there protesting violence by being nonviolent, and this is a way that we can come together and express our devotion and our love of the nation that we are, that is made up of immigrants of all walks of life, indigenous people, people who were brought in boats in slavery. So many different kinds of people live in our nation together at peace the majority of the time. And so rather than go out and pick a fight with a Nazi, which might feel like from some place in your ego or in your part of your bone that is hatred, like that you might want to go do that. We're not doing that. We're standing up in solidarity in music. There's going to be comedians out there. There's going to be all kinds of groups. There's going to be artists out there. It's a real San Francisco way of saying we stand up for love and solidarity together.
This is happening tomorrow at Civic Center Plaza. That's where all the marches are meeting. You're performing at about 4 o'clock. Michael, thanks for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to talk to us. Thanks for coming home for this. And please...
You got me up really early today.
I know. Go back to sleep. You're a rock star, for God's sake.
Going back to sleep. I'm laying next to the most beautiful woman.
Aww.
Why would I go back to sleep?
Well, thank you for being on today, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you, Michael Franti. Please avoid the hurricane. Woo! Don't get out of there before the hurricane hits.
We will.
Michael Franti, everybody. Thanks, Michael. All right, this next part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. I want to mention the cameras are on. So for the
Vanessa's
people who
here, yes.
watch the show every morning at radioalice.com/watch, the lookers, they have a little community. And Vanessa's here and the cameras are on. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. All right. It's a little celebrity trash. Tomorrow is the big rally in downtown. But it's also the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Yes.
And yes, Hooman, I know. I am excited.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for McGregor.
Yeah,
but
I'd like to see him, if I had to bet money.
Wouldn't it be great? Because I think the full-on expectation is that, of course, Mayweather's going to win.
Right.
So, if you are rich and famous, anybody, private jet,
no.
anybody,
no,
private jet, let Chris Kelly know that if he is planning on flying into what is it? LV something. I can't remember what the
Las Vegas.
The private airport.
McLaren.
Yeah.
McLaren. That's the one. Don't do it, people.
Why?
Because it's already all the reserve spaces are taken. They made people make reservations this year because of the Pacquiao
Mayweather
fight. And I don't know if you remember the photo. This was May of 2015. This looks like somebody either, I don't know, looking out of the control tower or looking out of a helicopter or something.
Are you about to show me double parked planes?
I am. It actually, if you look at those planes, it looks like their wings are touching. It's ridiculous how
many. They have had to cram them in there, haven't they?
How
looks
many
like
damn
one of those valet lots where the way they park cars.
Yeah.
Here in the city, they park
so
cars
close,
in. You're like,
how would they ever get to that car?
I'm 10 cars deep. We're going to be here all day.
You have to move 10 planes? You got to be kidding me. So these are private jets that are jammed into whatever the parking lot is for private jets at McCarran. And they are saying you are screwed if you don't already have a reservation. Mm. That's bad news for latecomers. The lot is just about full, and they've capped the number of birds that are allowed to park this weekend. They say that last minute arrivals will be allowed to land, but won't be allowed to park their jets.
They have to circle.
There are other airfields, and they're actually referring people to them. I mean, it's just not as sexy to land outside of Las Vegas. You can drop your passengers off there, but then if you're going to wait for your celebrity rich people to leave, you have to park somewhere else. There are two municipal airports. They say you lose the joy of taxiing a G5 past the Southwest jets packed with normies. That's normal people,
that's
I guess.
Us.
Muggles. And I guess, it's not even strip adjacent. But there you go. There's Henderson Executive Airport is actually advertising, like, we've got plenty of space. You can park over here. So there you go. That's a warning for the 0.00001% of our listening audience that has access to a private jet. And his name is Chris Kelly. And Sergey Brin. That guy never listens.
Sergey?
It's because of Hooman.
They're enemies.
Arch enemies. They're saying, they're speculating, because I know nobody, this is Page Six talking. They're saying that they have sources close within the Mayweather camp, but they don't. They're just speculating. That some people close to Mayweather are secretly hoping that he will lose. Because either way, he gets this giant pay. Win or lose, he's getting something like $200 million just for the fight. I mean, they say his shorts alone are going to be worth $25 million as he walks into the ring. But if he loses, there'll be a rematch. If he wins, Conor McGregor's not getting a rematch. Why would Floyd go back there? But for him to regain his title.
Well, if it's close, if they put up a good fight and a good show, he might give him another fight. But the truth is, I hear what you're saying. I'm not trying to squash your story, but this guy loves being undefeated. It's super bragging rights and ego and all that comes with it. He's not going to.
Well, this will be his 50th win.
Right. He's not going in there with any possibility of taking a dive for another payday.
No, I think that's not even what they're implying. They think that, could Conor beat this guy? They're secretly hoping that. That's their speculation. How old is Floyd Mayweather?
He's
40.
Old.
40.
So he could retire at 50-0.
He could have. He already retired. He came out of retirement for
to
this.
He's
got all the money. Yeah. No, he was. He retired after Pacquiao.
So he just retires after every fight until finally someone.
Well, I was trying to find right now, didn't he have a tax bill? And he said that that's why he wanted this fight, to pay off his tax bill from 2015.
I didn't hear that either. This is the guy who allegedly
keeps it all in cash.
Keeps it all in a checking account.
Yeah, it's all cash. He's liquid.
He's the guy who leaves the receipt in the... so you can look at what the person before you's balance is in the drive-thru.
I think he carries a bag around, too.
Of money.
Well, wouldn't you?
Remember the video we watched?
Yeah, where he's just pulling stacks out.
Was he the guy that bring in the money, got the bag?
You got the bag? I got paper. Remember?
I do. How could I ever forget it?
This, according to Forbes, they're saying that the boxer filed a petition with the U.S. tax court to forestall any action on those IRS-related liabilities until after the fight.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
That means that he's waiting to get the money to pay them.
Right.
What's he worth, though? I mean, it would seem to me that...
He should be worth $500 million.
Easily.
But I love that video. I mean, I don't love it because it's sickening, but where he's talking about how other athletes are trying to get, if they can, $100 million contract over 10 years or whatever. And he's like, I make $300 million in a night. One night. It's one fight.
It is actually beyond incredible. This guy.
But you got to do a lot to get to that position.
It's not like he didn't work for it.
There's one guy in his shoes, him.
But it's, you know, to think that no matter what you did to prepare that you could pull $300 million in a night, it's pretty astounding.
He owes $22 million in back
write
taxes.
Write a check, dude.
Yeah, you don't need to go fight to pay that.
So Mayweather...
I can't believe that's all he owes.
In his career has won $700 million.
Yeah.
But they say he's worth about $350 million.
Well, by the time you take out taxes, pay your agents.
Someone's got to carry that bag of money.
Sure. You got a whole entourage of people with the bag. Yeah, still, it's good to be Floyd Mayweather, whether you have to fight or not.
Where was I before this money interrupted us?
Oh, yeah. That was a great line. Anyway, supposedly... It's BS, but some sources are saying people close to Mayweather say, oh, hey, if he loses, big deal. We get a rematch, and that's even more money for us. Shania Twain has finally revealed why she threw serious shade at Brad Pitt in her massive hit. That don't impress me much. So somebody asked her about that during a Billboard Live Q&A.
Being famous is so weird. Can you imagine he's Brad Pitt and he's like, why is she calling me out?
What did I do?
What did I do? Well, I'm going to tell you what he did. She finally answered the question. She basically said, I've never answered this before, but here it is. She says, I had a girlfriend visiting and it was near Christmas, so we were baking cookies. I was writing the Come On Over album and there was a scandal of him and Gwyneth Paltrow, remember when they were together, where there were naked photos of them. And I just thought, well, I don't know what all that fuss is about. Because I guess she looked at the pictures and went, eh.
Oh, so his wiener is not impressive is what she's saying.
That's not exactly what she said, though. I have it right here.
Okay.
She's Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She just dissed him.
Oh, she's adorable.
Oh, my God.
August 25th, that is what day today is. 28 years ago today in 1989, Milli Vanilli's Blame It on the Rain was released.
Oh, Blame It.
Did you love that, Bryn?
You know what? I don't remember it that well. I remember liking Milli Vanilli, though.
You did? Uh-huh. You had the record?
I don't know if I did or not.
Rob, one of them is dead. Of course, they were disgraced after the Grammys. They won the Grammy for, was it Best New Artist? And then they had to give it back because they didn't sing on that. 23 years ago, in 1994, Jimmy Buffett's plane flipped after taking off in Nantucket, Massachusetts, and he swam to safety.
Really?
I don't even ever remember hearing this. His plane flipped, and I don't know if it didn't have a top on it, and he fell out. Mm. I'm not sure how he got into the water, but his plane crashed in the water, and he swam to safety.
He has a convertible plane?
I don't know.
What are you talking
about? Like the
Come
Red
on.
Baron. Well, how do you land... Flipped plane upside down in the water and then swim to safety. Good for him. Unfortunately for Aaliyah, 16 years ago today.
Oh, come on. You can't do that.
I just did. 16 years ago today in 2001, Aaliyah died in a plane crash in the Bahamas. Mm. 41 years ago today in 1976, Boston released their self-titled album featuring every song on it is a smash hit. More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind. Foreplay, Long Time, Rock and Roll. This is my jam right here.
Sing it.
We were just another band out of Boston on the road and trying to make ends meet. So it became the biggest. Listen, I'll keep going.
Breaking the song.
Oh my God, I love it. No, we didn't have much money. We barely made enough to survive. But when we got up on stage and got ready to play, people came alive. Oh,
all right. Tell us the stuff, because I have stuff I can tell you about this, too.
All right. It became the biggest selling debut album of all time until Alanis Morissette's first album, Jagged Little Pill, came out 20 years later in 1995.
So the guy who wrote this album, the guitar player, I think his name is Tom Scholz. He's considered a genius.
Yeah.
To the extent that when the album was finally finished and someone, because for a while he couldn't get anyone to pick him up.
Right.
Because he's one dude in a basement in Boston. He had to find musicians, including this singer, to do the songs.
Brad Delp, voice of an angel.
They marketed it as better music through science because he's this genius guy. Right. And that was how they figured they could sell this. Which is a weird...
It is weird. I mean, you'd think, just play the damn songs.
Dude, they're rocking. What are you doing?
It's that signature guitar sound, though. Like,
yeah.
You can pick that out anywhere. And then, remember, he had the little Rockman thing where you could sound exactly like you'd plug your guitar into it, and it would give you sound. Oh, yeah, the Rockman.
I don't know.
It was like the Walkman, but you rocked with it.
I don't know this.
Yeah. But it's just that... The guitar sound is so...
You love him so much.
I love Boston so much.
Did you see him live?
I never saw them live.
I saw him live.
Oh, really? What year?
Well, it was the Amanda tour, so I had to sit through some of those songs. But they did
want to hear. Did he have like a huge backup chorus? I always wondered how Brad Delp pulled off, because there's so much layered vocals in there.
They did have backup vocals, but I don't remember it being like a distraction. They clearly had to have,
because that was even probably the days before taped backing vocals were totally the norm, because that is totally the norm now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need you. They just, a guy on a keyboard presses the syncopated thing and boom, you're all set. Oh, I love this song.
Oh, yeah, that's what song we were talking about.
Whenever you walk by, I don't want to down you. I want to make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on, let me try.
Doesn't this song sound like Doobie Weed smells?
Mama, now it's all right. Let me take you home tonight. I'll show you sweet delight. I got to make John play this today.
Yeah, do it.
You just sang it. You just did it.
I need to sing it a few more times
today. A bunch of times.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling it. 41 years ago today, this record.
Damn.
Listen, children. I get it. You don't know this. That first record, it's every song on it. I don't think there was a song on there that wasn't a radio hit.
Yeah.
Be wrong.
Someone's saying soundtrack together, to my youth.
I want to make you
sing.
I'm dreaming of your sweet love tonight. So mama, let it be, let me take you home tonight. Mama, now it's all right, let me take you. Oh, so good.
I know.
I'll show you sweet delight. Ah. I don't want to make excuses, I don't want to lie. I just want to get loose with you tonight. Oh. Honey, I'll see you soon. Don't worry, John, I'm coming. Get your guitar out, baby. I'm going to play some Boston. Oh, my God. What's coming up in the newsroom?
I have no idea.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
Woo!
Oh, gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
How we do it.
Yeah. This is how we do it.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Workout weekend.
Because weekends were
made for fun.
Woo!
California knows how to party.
California knows how to party.
Oh, Hooman's in the bathroom?
He went to go get the dogs.
Oh,
the Vinny's true love might be here.
Oh.
Don't do that. Me I can't bring a dog home.
Me up with your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, kiss say hallelujah.
Ow! Oh, here's your doggy. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ah, ah, coming my way.
Somewhere there's a good time.
Do it, Yuzi! Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming!
See you soon! Make it rain on them hoes! Make it rain! Make it rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Woo!
Awesome! I'm also awesome!
Awesome!
He made it right on time.
Beyonce.
Oh,
show Avicii I was cool.
Sing it, homie.
Finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
I'm living down in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Woo.
Living down in L.A.
Woo. And I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Oh.
All right.
That's it.
Oh, that's good.
Did you do hallelujah?
It. Yeah, we did.
I did. You missed all of it.
You didn't do Jesus said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Jesus said. Do extended versions.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Oh, you did that?
Woo!
It's dangerous.
Boo! I hate that one.
All right, that part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. They have a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin with a story out of Houston. I know Michael Franti wasn't calling from Houston. He was calling from somewhere, though, in Texas.
Yeah, where Austin, I think he said.
Was it Austin?
I think so.
There is it a hurricane's about to hit there?
Yeah. Hurricane.
I can't remember the name, but they say it's...
Harvey.
Yeah, they're saying not only is it going to hit, it's going to bring feet of rain and last for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Some crazy, like never gives up
the
storm.
The center says the storm is now has a maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour, just shy of the benchmark for a Category 3 storm.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, it is Harvey, too. Hurricane Harvey.
I remember because of TMZ.
I remember because of Steve Harvey.
This story out of Houston. There's a 5-year-old kid near Houston named Kevin Will Jr. Have you heard about this story yet?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
Okay. He starts kindergarten this week.
Okay.
Unfortunately, his dad couldn't be there for it. Kevin Will Sr. was a police with the Houston Police Department back in 2011. He was on the side of the road talking to a witness about a hit and run when he was killed by a drunk driver. The driver ended up getting 55 years in jail for it. Texas.
Jesus, they're serious.
Kevin Jr. was born 3 months later, so he never got to meet his dad.
Oh, that is tragic.
But his mom, Alicia, went online a few weeks ago and asked if any police would be willing to walk him to his first day of school. And
oh, my God, that's so sweet.
Over 100 police showed up to walk this young man to his first day of kindergarten. That is incredible.
That's so... Oh, my God. That's
so she didn't expect that response, but police from all over the state showed up at their house and walked him down the street. A bunch were on horseback, they say.
Oh.
So he got to ride on a horse part of the way.
Oh my God, this police, is like the nicest story.
It is. A police helicopter even started flying overhead.
Oh my God.
Let me go grab a picture so you can see.
The kid's like, Mom, I wanted to keep a low profile on my first day of school.
No, that's...
Oh, that is the sweetest story. What an awful, awful tragedy. Can you imagine that? You know, your kid's born 3 months after you were tragically killed on the side of a road by a GD drunk driver. And then all these cops. That's... What a story.
There's the little guy in front, too. That is a bunch of uncles.
Oh, my God. Look at
that. If I ever saw him, right?
Yeah, totally.
Is that his mom standing next to him? There's only one... Well, I guess there are two people in civilian clothes there, but
we should. Human,
that is so sweet.
That's like our Friday feel-good story.
That's why I led with it.
Look at the nice horsies.
Don't forget, this weekend is a great time to get out to Burning Man and do LSD, or you can enjoy the Mayweather McGregor fight, lay some money down, and see, you know, try your chances,
or spend the day counter protesting, standing up for love with Michael Franti in Civic Center Plaza.
And college football starts this weekend.
It's a big weekend, people.
Yeah.
Stanford's playing this weekend.
They are.
Yeah, they're the kicking it off.
7 o'clock game, I think. Actually, you know what's weird? I saw it and didn't have time to even follow up with it. Are they playing in Australia?
Oh, I saw that they're playing Rice University. Which...
Can you look it up? Someplace in it says Sydney.
All right, hold on.
That's weird.
It is super
Rice
weird.
Rice is in Texas, isn't it?
You might be right.
I don't know why they would all go to Australia. Just
well, exhibition. Sure. Hey, check out college football.
Hey, we get to
go
to
in
Australia.
Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's funny.
Why not, right?
Who doesn't want to go to Australia? I'd love to go to Australia.
I would
too.
I love
Australia.
Oh my God, I love Australia.
An 18-year-old woman in Leonia, New Jersey was house-sitting on Sunday night. So, like the kids do, she got on her Tinder and tried to hook up.
Hey, I got this house all to myself.
She met some boy and invited him over.
Oh, great.
He brought a buddy.
Uh-oh.
And according to police, the guy did something to distract the woman while the other guy stole a bunch of stuff from the family of the woman the woman was house-sitting for, including a laptop and their dog.
What do you want that dog for?
Yeah.
Was it like one of those, you know, like a prize Pekingese or something?
Who knows? I mean.
But so this lady, this is the ultimate house-sitting fail.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You have now gotten them robbed. You haven't watched their house. You've watched their house get robbed.
Right. And their dog.
The guy's.
Like, how scary is that for the dog?
Like, well, yeah,
you ran
the dog's
already
like,
you're upset your family's gone and right. Some lady's living at your house.
Now some dude stole me.
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, by the way, we have the dogs. Don't look out that door because there's the cutest, like, little lab puppy out there, Vin.
Oh, my God.
I just said don't look out there.
They were going to bring two dogs, but they were barking at each other, so they kicked one of them out.
Oh.
So one of them, that's too bad.
Boy, is that a cute dog.
I don't know why they kept
this
one.
Actually, that's kind of long-haired. So that can't be a lab, right? What is
that? I don't know. What kind of dog is it? Wheaton Terrier.
Oh, I love terriers. I'm looking at terriers.
Chippy.
Oh, Vinny, Chippy's out there.
Well, I'm changing that name right away.
You know what, Chippy?
I'll tell you that right now.
Chippy. Hey, Chippy. I like it.
You can't confuse it that way.
Yeah, I can. We will call you Buck.
Oh, Buck.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Is that your next dog name?
No.
Is that the one you selected?
I just said that off the top of my head. Here's a couple stats about the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
All right, let's hear it.
As we're running out of time with this break. Zero. The number of times Conor McGregor has stepped into the ring for an officially sanctioned amateur or professional boxing match.
Oh, my goodness.
Zero.
So he's fought plenty of times.
He's fought 24 MMA matches, probably plenty leading up to the start of his career in MMA, but never has he boxed.
Until now.
714 is the number of days since Mayweather's last fight. And his last fight was not with Pacquiao. It was with Andre Berto.
I don't remember hearing anything about that fight.
Right. 700 million. the total projected gross revenue for the fight. $700 million
A one-night, almost billion-dollar take.
That would make it the most watched and highest-grossing pay-per-view event of all time.
Wow. And it's an expensive one, too. I don't know what we paid for the Rousey fight, but it wasn't $100 It's $100 for this fight.
Mm. I don't know how they beat Neil Sean's wedding. Do you remember that?
I do.
Your boy was going to pay or have a pay-per-view event when he married his high school sweetheart.
Concerts and stuff, right?
I don't know.
The whole thing.
I don't think it went off as planned. I think there were some lawsuits, as a matter of fact, weren't there?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I do remember there being a pay-per-view element, but I don't.
Well, some people love love.
Oh, my God. And they'll pay to see it.
People absolutely love Journey and Neil Sean.
Sure.
$1 billion The amount of Mayweather's career earnings could reach from this fight, depending on his payout from pay-per-view sales.
Oh.
$1 billion in
cash
earnings.
That he puts in his bank account.
The only other athletes to earn $1 billion from their sports careers are, there's two of them. Can you name the other two athletes?
On. We can get this.
It has to be kind of modern times-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say Michael Jordan.
One of them.
Oh.
Thank you. And I'm, the other one has to be Tiger
Woods. I was
going to
say Tiger, yeah.
It's Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Good job,
I was,
guys.
The first thing that popped into my head was like Ali, but there's no way that boxing was paying out like that back in that day.
Right.
No.
Tyson even, you know.
Yeah.
Made lots of
if
money,
you ever see the Will Smith movie about Muhammad Ali, one of the great, the movie isn't phenomenal, but one of the great things is how they used to treat the black athletes back in the day and the kind of the crappy hotel rooms they'd have to be in and, you know, the way they'd shuffle them from one venue to another. That was incredible. That was the best part of the film. So you're right. It had to be a modern day person.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I love Taylor Swift's new song.
Oh, wow.
I've always loved her, says 925. That's pretty good.
Well, we're going to hear the song again in just a minute. There's a story that Uzi handed me about people are saying, God, that sounds just like I'm Too Sexy For You, blah, blah, blah. And Right Said Fred said, oh, yeah, it sounds like it because she sampled our song.
We gave permission.
Oh.
And we get a songwriting credit.
I'm going to have to listen to it again.
I know.
I never listened to it with that in mind.
I think what we'll do is when we play it at 8 o'clock, we'll come back and have that Right Said Fred song. You know, I think I have it right over here. But yeah, apparently she asked. They said, of course, Ms. Swift.
We have I'm Too Sexy right over here.
Yeah, I'm sure we have it right.
We do?
I'm sure. Hold on a second. Let me see.
We played that here?
I don't know. It seems like something we would have I've been wrong many times, but let's look.
Is that you or Bryn?
That's Bryn.
That's me.
Let's just use Bryn.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Hey, Walt. Oh.
Yeah, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, I was
right. Spelled T-O in this.
Sexy this part? Yeah, that's it.
I guess so.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. You got to play the beginning part.
All right.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my love. No, not that part.
You just said the beginning.
It's like
the
piano isn't in there.
You don't hear it? I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
This
now
is
play
the too
her.
Sexy song right here.
I know, but you're not playing the right. But play her part.
I don't hear it.
Play her part.
I don't hear it either.
Play her part. No, not that part.
What part? This part?
I only hear Hooman.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
I don't know. I hear Fergie.
Too sexy for this song. Too sexy for this song. Da-na. You know, you don't hear it?
No, nope. I don't.
Oh, my God.
I hear it. It just doesn't sound exactly like that.
It does.
But anyway, 100%. She didn't take any chances. She sampled it and used it and asked for permission, and he's getting a chunk of the royalties. And it was like, I would be happy to get a chunk of those royalties. You'll hear that song in its entirety coming up in just a second, because that's a song we're going to play. Playing it every hour today, top of the hour. And then we're going to be talking to Alexander from Pets in Need Animal Shelter in Redwood City. And her dog, Chippy. Chippy, who could be adopted.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.